PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, it's Sunday again, and welcome to your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International, the first show for the month of May. And you can actually tell it is May just by the weather that we have had here. This past week on Thursday, the day that this show is recorded, this week it was recorded on a Thursday, we had a lovely outside temperature of 34.5. Yes, I absolutely love the tropical weather, which is the reason why I absolutely hate snow and I hate cold. Anything below, well, anything that gets close to zero is something that I just go, blech. Really, it's just absolutely hideous. Anyway, very nice to have you with us today. You're probably saying to yourself, wait a minute. Something sounds rather different. That's because we're not in the usual studio that we normally are in, because it is currently undergoing some construction work, fixing a water problem that has existed for some time. The studio that we're normally in is on the north wall of the building. And every time it rains, not a little rain, but a big downpour, water kind of seeps in through the wall and so on. So for a few months now, that studio has had that god-awful, musty water smell, which isn't very nice. So it has been decommissioned at the moment for the next 5 weeks. So this week's show is actually recorded in the studio that we normally do our news program from, Focus Asia Pacific. So we're actually doing it in between two editions, because the next one, I think, goes out, in the next hour. So thank God we actually record the show in real time. So we actually will have at least, we'll finish about 15 minutes before they actually have to do it. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. Welcome, everyone. Nice to have you with us. Now, it is Sunday, and for many of you, this is a Sunday date. Sounds like a segue to a song. Well, it is. Tom Meyer and the Harbor Jazz Band, and Sunday Date, beginning today's edition of Happy Station for the 7th of May, 2017.
Now don't forget our Sunday date, better be ready when we come along. And when it's Happy Station time, I'll be there waiting with a smile and a song. It could be English or French, German, Turkish or Greek. We'll have enough fun to last us the rest of the week. So don't forget our Sunday date. Tune in and I promise that I will be there. Thank you. station time. I'll be there waiting with a smile and a song. It could be English or French.
Sunday date, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. And you're saying to yourself, why did you fade that song down before it actually ended? And that is because the tape that it was being played from just sort of ends, and it would have got all this funny noise, so we actually faded it down before. We do have the full version of that that we will be playing on an upcoming Happy Station show where you actually can hear the whole thing. Anyway, very nice to have you with us today. I just want to take a moment to tell you about some of the, recent things that we added for the month of May through our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/PCJ Radio. We just added program 3 from a series that we did late last year called From the Radio Netherlands Archives. Now, this is a series that is returning at the end of this year with 4 new programs. And, of course, we will tell you more about that when we get closer to the date of those. Now, there is a new one that we just uploaded, which is Program 3. And here is a little teaser from that show.
Radio Nederland presents
Hello, I'm Paulette Macquarie, and welcome to Program 3 of From the Radio Netherlands Archives, presented by PCJ Radio International. In this edition, drama and short stories.
Yes, that's right. Program 3 of From the Radio Netherlands Archives takes a look at the drama department that was at Radio Netherlands, where they had dramas that were produced for the transcription service and then would be sent to radio stations overseas. Now, many of the dramas and short stories featured some of the most prolific Dutch playwrights and authors from the 20th century. In fact, many of those dramas had such a high technical standard that they garnered praise from the drama producers of the BBC, CBC, and other well-known public broadcasters. And of course, the series is, as always, produced and presented by Paulette Macquarie, and I'm also one of the producers of the series. So Program 3 is now available, and Program 4 will be made available very soon. And then at the end of this year, another 4 programs from the Radio Netherlands Archives. The other program that we added on the April 30th, which was last weekend, is a Happy Station show from January 30th, 1972. Let's take a little listen to that one.
Welcome. And that opening applause, of course, is for our orchestra playing the signature tune of Open House. And Open House it is. I want to do something right now, which I seem to have forgotten the past few times, the last few times in Open House. I mentioned the orchestra the very first time in September, and after that, I don't think I ever mentioned them again. I'm sure you haven't forgotten them, but I want to tell you who they are. It's Piet Sonneveld, our musical director, and then the other 5 gentlemen are Henny Kluivers, Kees Smal, Chris Dekker, Koos Riesse, and Joop Scholten. That's our orchestra, ladies and gentlemen.
And that was a clip of the most recent archive edition of Happy Station that was broadcast on the 30th of January, 1972, which features Fritz Lambrechts, Los Rancheros, Annika Grenlo, and Carl Schultz. The program was recorded live at Studio 11 at Radio Nederland in Hilversum. And the other thing that we just also added just a few days before that one was the final part of an 8-part series produced and presented by Pete Myers called Radio Netherlands at 50, a series that was produced for the 50th anniversary of Radio Nederland. So if you want to listen, and I think you should because they are fantastic, all that wonderful program, become a patron of ours at Patreon. You'll find all the information at www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Of course, during the course of today's program, there will be a promo for that as well. Okay, time for music now. The Gypsy Kings and Joby Joba. The Gypsy Kings and Joby Joba. And, you know, it was interesting because when that song was playing, I went into the control room to pick up a box for one of the discs that we're using on today's show. And I heard a little bit of the show as it was playing, and I went, well, it actually sounds very strange. And that's because the studio that we're in has totally different acoustics from the studio that we normally use. So I don't know how it's sounding at your end. I suppose, of course, if you are listening on shortwave, it doesn't make much of a difference. But if you're listening some other way, it probably does. Anyway, I hope it's not too shabby. You know, I hope it's not too shabby. Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about today, because you probably heard me mention it now, well, last month, which is only a few days ago, is we have a new website coming. Now, on the website, of course, we said that it's coming May 1st, but we had a slight delay. We did have a slight delay on that because of an idea that we wanted to do, but the people who are putting it together said that they need a little bit more time. So, yes, there is a new website coming very, very soon. And I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Now, if you're saying to yourself, well, it's only one page, how do I, can I listen to this program again or other programs? It's very easy. You'll see the PCJ logo. You click on that, it'll bring you to a program bank where you'll find everything. The other way, of course, if you want to listen to this show again, it's to our Patreon page, patreon.com/PCJ Radio. So, as they say, hold on to your knickers. And if you're not wearing any knickers, perhaps you should. I don't know. I wouldn't want to see everybody in knickers. We actually have something really funny coming up that is queued up and ready to go. But first, let's take a listen to another song. The Who, and I Can See for Miles. Not I Can See for Miles, as in Miles the name, but meaning I Can See for Miles. Well, you know what I mean. The Who, here on Happy Station.
Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. See for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, nice to see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
The Who, and I can see for miles and miles. Now, some of you have said that we have in the past played comedy recordings on the show before, and some of you said that maybe we should do it a little bit more often. And I thought today that's exactly what we would do. Now, many, 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 many years ago, there was a very popular stage show that was in New York called You Don't Have to Be Jewish. There was also a television special that came from the cast, as well as a number of comedy albums. So let's take a listen to one of them right now. Actually, it's two sketches from that stage performance of You Don't Have to Be Jewish. The first one is called Telephone Call, and the next one is Husband Returning from Work. It is rather funny, and I certainly hope you enjoy it.
You don't have to be Jewish. A call from Long Island.
Hello?
Hello, Mama.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Terrible, Mama. Terrible.
What is it, sweetheart? Tell Mama.
Oh, Mama, Mama, we're snowed in here. The car wouldn't start this morning. I think both kids have the measles. The doctor can't come until 5 o'clock. I'm coming down with a cold. The freezer is broken and all the food is spoiled. And the house is a mess. And on top of that, Mama, 20 ladies from my Hadassah chapter are coming for lunch at 1 o'clock. Mama, what am I gonna do?
Don't worry, sweetheart. Mother is here. First of all, I'll go to the supermarket and I'll pick up to eat. Then I'll take the subway to the Long Island Railroad and I'll take the train.
Oh, Mama, I don't want
please,
you
darling, it's only an hour and a half to the bus. And then I'll take the bus, and from where the bus stopped, I'll walk the 14 blocks to your house. And for you, darling, I'll put the children to bed, and for you, I'll change the sheets, and I'll give them an aspirin so they shouldn't yell, and I'll clean up the house, and I'll cook something nice for the 20 ladies. They'll love it. Just don't worry, darling. Everything will be okay. Isn't that what a mother is for?
Oh, Mama. Thank you. I feel so much better.
By the way, sweetheart, if it's snowing and the car wouldn't start this morning, how did Sam get to work?
Sam? What's Sam?
Sam, your husband!
My husband's name is Paul. Is this Tremont 71166?
No, this is Tremont 7. 1177.
Does that mean you're not coming?
Home from the office.
Sweetheart. Your honey bunch is home. Where are you?
I'm hiding.
I've got a surprise for you. Where are you?
I'm hiding.
I bought you those gold earrings you wanted. Where are you?
I'm hiding. In the front closet.
Two selections from the very well-known stage play, a stage production, of You Don't Have to Be Jewish. And if you go on YouTube, you can even find some of the television performances from that stage play. And there's a voice, of course, that was introducing both sketches. That, of course, is none other than Frank Gallup. And you may remember a song that he did called The Ballad of Irving. Yeah, The Ballad of Irving that we have played on the show before. Sort of a Jewish cowboy song, which is actually very funny. That's actually who it was. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. I hope you enjoyed that. Time for music now from the original soundtrack to Flashdance. Here's Irene Carr and What a Feeling.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream, that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel.
And What a Feeling from the original soundtrack to the film Flashdance. And not too long ago, I actually watched the film again. I think the second time in my life. The first time was when it originally came out in 1983. And it was kind of funny to watch it because I have to say the film does seem dated now. It still is nevertheless a very good soundtrack. But the whole look of the film and everything is very dated. But it's still, nevertheless, a lot of fun to watch. Recently, probably a lot of you out there are familiar with a service called Netflix. And in the last couple of months, they have added some very classic films from the 1980s and 1970s, as well as many, many other things. And whenever I have a moment, it's usually having to watch it on my phone or my iPad because I'm moving around somewhere, I will watch one of them. And say, you know, I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but sometimes maybe there's a movie that you saw 25 years ago and you remember it as a good movie. And then you see it one day on online through Netflix or Amazon Prime or one of the other services, and you go, oh, you know, I'm going to watch it again. And then you watch it, and then you go, actually, it isn't that good. Sometimes we remember things better than what they originally were. This is something you hear quite often from people that will comment on something like The Ed Sullivan Show, which was a very popular American television show in the 1950s and 60s. And it was a Sunday show that went out live, and they had some of the biggest acts of the day. The thing is, people now remember that show better than what it was, only because very often the only thing they could remember are clips from it, but they don't remember watching a whole show. And recently, a friend of mine gave me a copy of one or two of the original, I was three actually, three original Ed Sullivan shows from the 1960s. And I remember people saying, oh, it was a great show. It was a great show. And I've seen the clips, and the clips are fantastic. But when you watch the full show, it's rather dull, and it is rather boring. Again, it's one of those things that people remember for being better than what it was. But, you know, that happens sometimes with films as well. You know, I remember there many years ago, speaking of films, a friend of mine was talking about a film, Meet John Doe, that was directed by Frank Capra, that's got Gary Cooper and Barbara Stanwyck. And I mean, yeah, it's an okay movie, but you watch it today, it's a little corny, you know, a little corny. Anyway, time for music now again. From Zimbabwe, is what I was going to say, Oliver Mutuguzi with Pendura Mambo. Thank you.
Durai Mambo.
Oliver Mutuguti from Zimbabwe. You're listening to the Happy Station Show, or in Spanish, La Estación de la Alegría. Es emisora transmitiendo todos los domingos en inglés y también en español para Cuba, México, otro país con América Latina y también Sudamérica. Y tiene muchas personas que escuchan esa emisora en español y también en inglés, que recuenta las entrevistas de Tom Mayer en español con los grandes musicianos de México y también otro país que habla español. Ahora, un éxito de una entrevista con la reina de salsa que se llama Celia Cruz. Y también un poquito de música. Ahora tú puedes escuchando toda la entrevista con Tom Mayer y Celia Cruz con nuestro Patreon page. Es www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Y bueno, ahora un éxito de esa entrevista y también una canción de Celia Cruz.
Uno de los nombres que más he mencionado en nuestro programa La Estación de la Alegría es el nombre de Celia Cruz, y nunca hubiera podido creer que un día estaría con usted, Celia, aquí en el programa. Muy, muy bienvenida.
Gracias, Tom. A mí también me parece mentira que haya tenido la oportunidad algún día de mi vida de visitar Holanda. Debo decirte que no es porque yo quiera, adular, como decimos nosotros los cubanos, sí. No. En realidad yo tenía muchos deseos de conocer Holanda porque conozco muy bien Aruba y Curazao. Sí. Tengo muchos amigos allá y siempre me decían, Celia, el día que tú vayas a Holanda te va a gustar mucho, además allá hay muchos compatriotas nuestros y te van a querer igual que te queremos aquí. Ajá. Entonces, pues claro, me hicieron aquella idea tan grande de visitar Holanda. De esto te puedo decir que hace 20 o 25 años, cuando yo empecé a ir a la América del Sur, y entonces estoy muy contenta de tener esta oportunidad de encontrarme aquí, y mucho más contenta cuando anoche debuté y vi que el público se enloqueció en el momento en que yo empecé a cantar la primera nota. Sí, así es que estoy muy agradecida de todos aquí en Holanda y de todos mis amigos. Ajá. Que no sabía que tenía tantos aquí.
Ah, sí. Y tiene que ser algo de muy raro, me imagino, ser más o menos al otro lado del mundo, en un país tan pequeño como es Holanda, y de encontrar tantos aficionados.
Tantos,
¿no?
Aficionados. Bueno, Tom, ya el mundo es muy pequeño porque sí. Con el problema de los aviones, a los cuales le tengo mucho miedo, pero con el problema de los aviones ya no hay distancia. No. Y nosotros inclusive, déjame decirte que para llegar a Holanda tuvimos que tomar avión, y después por la neblina que siempre existe aquí tuvimos que agarrar un tren desde Bruselas hasta acá. Sí. Pero aquí estamos porque Dios lo ha querido.
Sí, eso es. Pues usted también preferiría un viaje por barco, por ejemplo, por el mar.
Bueno, nunca lo he hecho. Jamás he montado en un barco, como no sea hacer paseos. Ahora estuvimos en Francia y se hacen unos paseos en botes. ¿Sí? Que creo que aquí también existen. Ah, y que sí. No lo pudimos hacer porque llegamos muy cansados y sí. Yo me estaba cuidando para poder cantar bien anoche, hoy, mañana y pasado. Pero así un viaje largo en barco jamás lo he hecho. Tengo que hacerlo en avión porque yo trabajo mucho y para ganar tiempo debe ser en avión. Pero en tren me encantaría, si también el tren no fuera tan lento. Y además hay lugares donde no se puede ir en tren.
Sí, eso es. Pues eso quiere decir que siempre viaja mucho, ¿no?
Mucho, Tom. Yo acabo de regresar ahora de Francia, Inglaterra y España. Pero antes de eso estuve en Miami, estuve en Venezuela, Santo Domingo, México. Viajo toda la América Latina cada año.
Abran paso que aquí traigo yo en mi voz un saludo cordial. Guarachera me llama la gente, yo con Tito Puente voy a guarachar. Vengan todos a oírme cantar con mi coro que viene allá atrás.
un éxito de entrevista con Tom Mayer y la reina de la salsa, Celia Cruz. And I was just saying there, that, of course, I apologize for those who don't speak Spanish. Well, it doesn't matter. You can enjoy the music anyway. That was an excerpt of an interview that Tom Mayer did many, many moons ago with the Queen of Salsa, Celia Cruz, which is now, of course, available at our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Okay, let's now have a little bit more music because we have to wrap things up quickly here because I can see some people waiting in the wings actually to use the studio in a few moments. So instead of talking too much and filling up the time that way, let's just have more music. Here's Malena Dietrich with a song that, well, I think you'll know it. In English, it's called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And it's a song that Malena Dietrich recorded in a number of languages, but the version that we're going to listen to is in French. Où vont les fleurs?
Qui peut dire où vont les fleurs du temps qui passe? Qui peut dire où sont les fleurs du temps passé? Quand va la saison jolie, les jeunes filles les ont cueillies. Quand saurons-nous un jour? Quand saurons-nous un jour? Qui peut dire où vont les filles du temps qui passe? Qui peut dire où sont les filles du temps passé? Quand va le temps des chansons se sont données aux garçons? Quand saurons-nous un jour? Quand saurons-nous un jour? Mais où vont tous les garçons du temps qui passe? Mais où sont tous les garçons du temps passé? Lorsque le tambour roula, se sont faits petits soldats. Quand saurons-nous un jour? Quand saurons-nous un jour? Mais où vont tous les soldats du temps qui passe? Mais où sont tous les soldats du temps passé? Sont tombés dans les combats et couchés dessous leur croix. Quand saurons-nous un jour? Quand saurons-nous un jour? Il est fait de tant de croix, le temps qui passe. Il est fait de tant de croix, le temps passé. Pauvre tombe de l'oubli, les fleurs les ont envahies. Quand saurons-nous un jour? Quand saurons-nous un jour? Qui peut dire où vont les fleurs du temps qui passe? Qui peut dire où sont les fleurs du temps passé? Sur les tombes du mois de mai, les filles en font des bouquets. Quand saurons-nous un jour? Quand saurons-nous? Jamais.
Marlene Dietrich and the French version of Where Have All the Flowers Gone? We're going to end today with Gail Costa and a very well-known song by Antonio Carlos Jobim. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron. We'll see you next week. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And of course, Sayonara.
Se você disser que eu desafino, amor, saiba que isso em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Você insiste em classificar meu comportamento de antimusical. Eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isso é bossa nova, isso é muito natural. O que você não sabe nem sequer pressente é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex. Revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar. Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. E no peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Skin din 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 din